When we were first married, I grew up going to church, and then Randy started going in high school. But then through our college years and our early years of marriage, we didn't attend church and didn't start attending until 1979 after Bryce was born. And at that time, looking at two little faces and bodies that we were responsible for, I said, we have brought two individuals into this world, and we're not even grounded in Christ. And we began going to church in 79, and I was immersed in Christ shortly after, in fact, on our anniversary in 1979, and have been attending ever since. And I think that is a vital, vital part of any marriage.
And I know, Carolyn, you said the same thing, that that was kind of a rule at our house. We had our boys, you know, they could stay out till midnight on Saturday. That's kind of their, you know, curfew on Saturday nights. This is a coach talking to. I said, guys, there's nothing you can do after 12 o'clock that won't get you in trouble. Amen, isn't it?
Jim's words, exactly.
I said, you know, there's nothing you can do that won't get you in trouble after 12 o'clock. So that was their rule. I said, you can stay out till 12 o'clock, but just know that you will be in Sunday school the next day. That was there was no question. If they were here, and sometimes when my youngest one comes back, Bryce, he still goes to church out in Los Angeles, and I really appreciate him. Hopefully he was raised right, and he'll continue to do that.
Mom and Dad,
I was raised in the church, and church has always been very, very important to me from as long as I can remember, and I always felt so fortunate to find Jim. I had my list before I was going to get serious with anybody even, and one of them was that they had to be willing to go to church with me. And if they weren't willing to go to church with me and the kind of church I wanted to go to, I just really didn't ever want to get serious with them. And so I was so thankful to find Jim and find that he wanted that also in our home. As this gentleman said, no one ever said, are we going to church tomorrow? It was always, well, we're going to go to church tomorrow. And Jim and I didn't even have to do it. I think Eric, even days when we were gone, he would get up and go to church. And we always appreciated that coming as far as the son was concerned, you know.
Okay. Actually, I enjoy going to church, but I never did go to church until I met Carolyn, because of family issues. You know, when you have two different denominations in your family, sometimes it pays not to hurt either one and go to either one, and I always told them that I was going to go to the one my wife belonged to. But I would like to say this, that my church was the Boy Scouts. I indulged in the oath and laws in my heart, and that's what I live by, and I've lived by that for 75 years now. And so I think that Boy Scouts is a wonderful program, and it does not take the place of church, but it does in some instances. And so whenever she invited me to come to church with her, I was tickled to death, and I professed Christ when I was 23.
When your daughter was baptized, right? When Cindy was baptized, right?
Yep.
So, all right. I know that we've been hearing key principles from each of you, but could you kind of maybe bring them all together for us and list 3, 4, 5 key principles that have sustained your marriage throughout these years?
I'll start. Sense of humor. You've got to, for sure, Debbie has to have a sense of humor to put up with me for 35 years. Sense of humor. Have God in your marriage. Share the remote. Share the remote. And I think it's so important to share the same interests. Like, you know, to find someone as, you know, with coaching and things, that's got to be a special person to go with the ups and downs of a coach. And I have said, as I know a lot of you men have done the same thing, and I admire you for it, How many of us have gone to malls and sat out there and let them shop till, you know, they drop, and we'll sit out there and watch the people? I've got little games I play. How many people are, you know, cross this line in whatever, you know. But anyway, that's the three or four things that I think that will keep a marriage together.
A couple that I might add to that are being flexible with time, being sensitive not only to your partner's needs but their feelings. I had a couple others, but I know that sense of humor has to be up there at the very top probably for us, doesn't it?